مستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. کے فضل سے جماعت احمدیہ نائجیریا کا 58واں جلسہ سالانہ میرے اس خطبے کے ساتھ شروع ہو رہا ہے. ہم پر یہ اللہ تعالیٰ کا احسان ہے کہ اس زمانے میں جب دنیا کی اکثریت خدا تعالیٰ کو بھول بیٹھی ہے، احمدی خدا تعالیٰ کی رضا کے حصول کے لیے ہر ملک میں جلسے کرتے ہیں. دن کے لیے اس لیے جمع ہوتے ہیں کہ اپنے اندر روحانی تبدیلیاں پیدا کریں. اور اللہ تعالیٰ کی رضا حاصل کرنے والے بنیں. یہ انقلاب ہے جس کے برپا کرنے کے لیے اللہ تعالیٰ نے حضرت مسیح موعود علیہ السلام کو دنیا میں بھیجا تھا. اگر ہم اپنے اندر یہ انقلاب لانے والے نہیں، اگر اس مقصد کے لیے ہم آج جمع نہیں ہوئے، مسیح موعود علیہ السلام نے ہمیں فرمایا ہے کہ پھر اس جلسے کا کوئی فائدہ نہیں. بڑے واضح الفاظ میں فرمایا کہ مجھے کوئی شوق نہیں.
He has mentioned in a very clear wording, very clear way, that I should just hold a fun like atmosphere and just to get together some people to show them my might and my strength. Hazrat Masih Maud has said that this thinking and this thought is such that which I completely abhor and dislike. And then he further said that on the occasion of Jalsa there are speeches, very renowned speakers speak to in the gathering and very intellectual things are discussed and people praise very much after listening to those speeches. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has said that these speeches and these speakers, what is the benefit of the good things that they talk about if there is no good impact and result on the condition of the members of the Jamaat? So therefore, Huzur says that we are the one who have believed in the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. We have assembled here that whatever we have listened, we should make these things a part of our life on a permanent basis.
Allah Ta'ala hum sab ko taufeeq de ki apni zindagiyon ko us maya
Allah Almighty enable all of us that we should bring our lives to that high standard to which the Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam expected from us that we should get to that high standard. And that standard we cannot achieve until there is a special bounty and blessings of Allah upon all of us. And in order to get the blessings of Allah Almighty, there is need of a very special effort to be made. There is need of a special effort, and as a result of that, Allah Almighty comes to His beloved person running at a very fast pace.
अपने बंदे की कोशिश को कबूल फरमाता है.
Then he accepts the effort of his humble servant.
उसे अपने फजल से नवाजता है.
And then he blesses him with his grace and mercy. And then he enables him to do certain things which are the cause for getting more prayer of Allah Almighty, which become the means of getting more prayer of Allah Almighty.
Allah Ta'ala Quran Kareem mein farmata hai walladheena jahadu feena lanahdiyannahum.
Allah Almighty says in the Holy Quran, walladheena jahadu feena lanahdiyannahum subulana. Those people who strive to reach to us, then definitely we enable them and guide them to those paths which will enable them to come to us.
اس بارے میں حضرت مسیح موعود علیہ السلام فرماتے ہیں.
Regarding this matter, the Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says,
اپنے نفس کی تبدیلی کے واسطے صحیح کرو.
In order to bring about a reformation in yourself, you work very hard and make special effort.
نماز میں دعائیں مانگو.
And you offer your supplications during your prayers.
صدقات خیرات اور دوسرے ہر طرح کے حیلے سے.
And you give alms and charities and do all other efforts and become among those people who are striving hard in the way of Allah. Just as a patient goes to a doctor, takes the medicine, and he does all that sorts of treatment, and as a result, in order to get recovery and recovery from that ailment, he does all sorts of efforts. Similarly, in order to overcome your spiritual ailments, you have to work very hard and employ everything possible. Not simply through your tongue, but the various ways Allah Almighty have taught us of doing this struggle, you comply with all of those methods. So therefore, this is the task after performing the bath which every Ahmadi Muslim has to perform on a continuous basis. This jalsa is also one of those methods which enable a person to get the nearness to Allah Almighty and to bring about a pious change in oneself. Zur says that our gathering here today and gathering here in large number, that is a proof of the fact that certainly we are, after initiating at the hand of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, through our efforts, we really want to get the pleasure of Allah Almighty very sincerely.
اپنے اندر پاک تبدیلیاں پیدا کرنا چاہتے ہیں.
We want to bring about pious changes in ourselves.
بس ان تین دنوں میں اس مقصد کے حصول کے لیے.
So therefore during these three days, in order to achieve this objective, every Ahmadi should put in his best efforts in order to achieve this objective.
تبھی یہاں یہاں جمع ہونے کے مقصد کو پورا کر سکیں گے.
Only in that case you will be able to fulfill the objective of your a gathering here today in this place.
Allah Ta'ala ka qurb paane ka sabse aham zariya namazon ki adaigi ki taraf tawajjuh hai.
The best method to get the nearness to Allah Almighty is to pay more attention to the offering of our daily prayers.
حضرت مسیح موعود علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام نے جب فرمایا کہ اپنے نفس
حضرت مسیح موعود علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام when he said that in order to reformation of yourselves then you pay attention to the offering of the prayer and asked everyone to specially pray for this objective to be achieved.
کیونکہ جب انسان خالص ہو کر اللہ تعالیٰ کے آگے جھکتا ہے تو اللہ تعالیٰ
بیکاز وین اے پرسن بیکمس ویری پیور اینڈ سبمٹس ٹو اللہ المائٹی دین اللہ المائٹی ایکسپٹنگ دس ہیوملٹی اینڈ برنگس اباؤٹ پائس چینجز ان ہم ایکسپٹنگ دیز ڈیڈیکیٹڈ اینڈ سنسیئر ایفرٹس آن ہز بیہاف.
غلط کاموں سے انسان بچتا ہے.
Vain things one should abstain from them, useless things. One should abstain from these vain things.
نیکیوں کی طرف توجہ پیدا ہوتی ہے.
And he pays attention to the good deeds and the good virtues.
بارے میں خود اللہ تعالیٰ قرآن کریم میں فرماتا ہے.
ریگارڈنگ دس میٹر اللہ المائٹی سیز ان دی ہولی قرآن ان الصلاۃ تنہا عن الفحشاء والمنکر دیٹ دی آفرنگ آف دی پریئر اسٹاپس اے پرسن فرام انڈیسنٹ تھنگس اینڈ فاؤل ڈوئنگس. This is the pronouncement of Allah Almighty that the prayer stops a person from indecent and bad things.
लेकिन किसी के दिल में ये ख्याल पैदा हो सकता है कि हम
बट nobody should have this thinking in his mind that in our society we see that apparently there are so many people who are very regular in the prayers, but when you look at their other actions and look at their other morals, that sometime an atheist might be apparently much better than those people who are offering their prayers. Here, apparently, it appears that the prayer has not resulted in any virtue for this type of case. Then in that case, what's the benefit of offering the prayers? That question comes to the mind.
So yahan samajhna chahiye ki namaz ka kasoor nahi.
So it should be understood here that the blame does not go on the prayers, rather the blame goes to those worshippers who do not offer the prayers, fulfilling the conditions of the prayers. So therefore, when Allah Almighty said that the worship enables a person to stop from vices, then Allah Almighty said that you offer the prayers with observing all the conditions which are required for this purpose. When the prayers are offered with all their due conditions, then definitely they would stop the people from indecencies and violations of the commands of God.
نماز کی بہت سی شرائط ہیں وضو کرنا پاک صاف ہونا مردوں کے
There are various conditions for the prayer, performing the wuzu to get purified, and for men to come to the mosque to offer the prayer and to stand before God devotedly. All these are the various conditions of offering of the prayer. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding this matter has drawn our attention to one thing very important, and that is this, that when you stand for offering the prayer, then you should be having the feeling that you are seeing God in front of you, or at least you should be having this feeling that God Almighty is watching over you.
Imam King Allah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam ya jaddada mana yace a duk lokacin da ka zo za ka yi sallah to kai sallah kaman kana ganin Allah idan kuma baka ganin sa lallai ka san shi Allah na ganin ka
wo khuda mujhe dekh raha hai mere dil aur dimag ke andarune hisse tak
that god is watching over me he peeping into the deeper recesses of my heart and mind
lallai kuma a duk lokacin da ka zo gaban Allah kana sallah ka san da cewa ba wai surar ka ne kawai Allah ke gani ba lallai ka san da cewa har abin da yake cikin zuciyarka har abin da yake boye cikin jikinka Allah na sane da su gaba ɗaya
koi khayal mere dil mein nahi aata lekin mera khuda usse pehle
and no thought crosses my mind but Allah almighty before that he has the knowledge of that
lallai kuma duk abin da yake boyi cikin zuciyar dan adam kafin ma wannan abun ta kasance Allah masani ne ga wannan abun
hamara khuda wo khuda hai jisko kabhi dhoka nahi diya ja sakta
Our God is that God who cannot be deceived at all.
Us khuda ko pata hai ki kaun si namaz khalis hokar
He knows it very well that which prayer is has been offered most devotedly for the sake of Allah Almighty and for the purification of oneself which is that prayer which is offered like that. And which is the prayer which is just being offered for the show off? So therefore those prayers which are offered devotedly for the sake of Allah, those are the prayers which are accepted by Allah.
وہی ایسی نمازیں ہیں جو دلوں کی صفائی کرتی ہیں
Those are the prayers which actually cleanse the heart of people and purifies them
وہی ایسی نمازیں ہیں جو بے حیائیوں سے روکتی ہیں
And those are the prayers which actually stop the people from committing any sort of indecency
بس MD jab namaz padhe to aisi namaz ki talash kare
so therefore Ahmadis when they offer the prayer they should be searching for such a prayer
warna bazaahir chahe jitna bada koi nek aadmi nazar aata ho
otherwise apparently however pious a person may be seen but if all his actions are not based on the fear of Allah Almighty then the prayers of such a person are not accepted by Allah Almighty
بلکہ اس کے ظاہری عمل اور قول اور اس کے دل کی اندرونی حالت
rather his deeds but because of the contradiction between his deeds and thoughts Allah Almighty instead of making these prayers the source of reformation these things are made the source of their destruction
Allah
As Allah Almighty has said, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُسَلِّينَ, that destruction be to such worshippers.
The
destruction for what type of worshippers? Allazina hum ansalatihim sahun, those who are unmindful of the responsibility of the offering of their prayers. Outwardly they are offering the prayers, but their hearts are busy in worldly things and commerce. Some people have performed Hajj and pilgrimage, but these prayers and Hajj, they do not bring about any pious change in such people. In their practical life, they forget this thing, that Allah Almighty is not only watching over them during their prayers, but in their daily normal life, Allah Almighty is always watching, is in knowledge of everything that they do or whatever they say. So therefore, in order to, that your prayers may be accepted, it is very necessary to rectify and reform each and every action of yours. Otherwise, Allah Almighty says that if in the inner condition of your heart and your actions are not corresponding to one another, then you would be one of those people who would be among those people who are among those people who simply do these prayers for show off, to show it to other people. And those people who offer the prayer for show off and minds are not fully aware, then their prayers, instead of stopping them from evils, they become the means of their destruction of such people. So always remember that we who have believed in the Imam of this age, and we make the claim that we are better than other people, So then this claim in itself is not enough. We have to bring about a pious change in ourselves. We would have to offer those prayers which are actually stopping the people from all types of vices and sins. We will have to offer such prayers which are always helping us towards committing good deeds and actions. If our offering of the prayer, if does not bring about a change in our life, then this is a point we should be extremely concerned about that. Huzur says, therefore, this is the responsibility of an Ahmadi Muslim, that first and foremost, he should be safeguarding his prayers. That is the first thing. Try to make your prayers as a yardstick of measuring other actions which you perform during your daily life. Or you should consider your good actions a proof of your proper offering of the daily prayers. If our morals are not good, they are not improving, if we are not trying to avoid the vices, then actually we are not doing the hard work and struggle which is required. In that case, we will not be actually looking after and safeguarding our prayers. So therefore, each and every Ahmadi, all the time, he should remember this point, that the struggle which is required for bringing about the pious revolution, before that, one should be offering the prayers with full dedication and fully submitting to Allah Almighty.
Daga cikinmu ya san da cewa dan shi na son ya samu ci gaba ta fuskan rayuwarsa musamman ta fuskan addinin sa ka kamata shi ya taba wa sallah haƙƙin sa
du'a'o aur zikr ilahi ki taraf tawajjo hai
We should pay attention to the prayers and the remembrance of Allah Almighty.
Phir apni tawfeeq ke mutabiq sadqa aur khairat karna hai.
Then according to one's ability, one has to give alms and charity for the pleasure of Allah. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that these alms and charities, they also take away the wrath of Allah from a person. Today in this age, the worldly thinking and usurping the rights of other people, not caring about other people and being unmindful of the worship of Allah Almighty, what greater thing is there which is actually destroying our lives today? So according to your ability and capacity, they should give alms and charity, not for the show off, but in order to get the pleasure of Allah Almighty. Those things which are done for the pleasure of Allah Almighty, all those things are accepted by Allah Almighty. Because Allah Almighty deals and treats the people according to the intentions that they have in their hearts. And any action which is with good intention, then certainly it increases the person in pious reformations. Then Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has said that in order to the purification of oneself, one stands in need of employing all possible means for it.
تمام قسم کے اخلاق کو اپنانے کی ضرورت ہے جن کا خدا تعالیٰ نے ذکر فرمایا ہے
And there is need to acquire all types of good morals which have been mentioned by Allah Almighty. For example, Allah Almighty says that you should be kind to one another and speak to one another with good morals and take care of his sentiments. And then Allah Almighty says that you take care of the trusts in your hand. Every office holder who has got a certain responsibility that is like a trust in his hand, and he has to discharge this responsibility with the utmost honesty. We should always remember that Allah Almighty does not like those people who are dishonest and betray the trust. And those people who go outside the things which are loved by Allah Almighty, then he neither gets this world nor the life to come. And at some times, a person may be getting the wrath of Allah Almighty for not taking care of the trust and the responsibility given to him by Allah Almighty because of some thing that he has in himself. As I have said before, Allah Almighty is always watching over each and everything that we do. One can deceive people, but no one can deceive Allah Almighty at all. So every Ahmadi should discharge the responsibility of the trust and set up a very high standard of that. Then fulfilling one's covenant is another thing, another point.
Har Ahmadi ka ek ahd hai, is
Every Ahmadi has made a certain promise, who has made a promise that by initiating at the hand of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, that he would be offering his prayers as it should be done, as it is required, and also look after other responsibilities. Always remember that any action that we perform for the sake of Allah, that actually becomes an action of worship. So we should never ever consider any action or any command as insignificant and simple. Then another good moral quality which Allah Almighty has told us, that we should always be speaking the truth. And we should speak the truth in such a way, a simple thing in which there is no element of crookedness. There is nothing, no twist in that. It should not be that we should say something which is vague. We should say everything simply and which is not subject to any further explanation in it. Then another instruction is that we should avoid having any jealousy against anybody. Because jealousy is also something which actually burns a person from inside. And then he also tries to harm other people because of the jealousy that he has. This does not behove a mu'min, a believer, that he should have any sort of jealousy against anyone. One should avoid jealousy, and also one should pray to Allah Almighty to be saved from that.
Kokari mu kuma yi nisa da annabi manci.
In this age, there are so many jealous people who cannot see the progress of the community. Apparently, they are very good, but from inside, they always try to harm the Jamaat in so many ways.
Agar hum aapas mein ek nahi honge aur baaz mamlaat mein ek dusre se hasad karte rahenge,
if we are not all united together and we are having jealousy in so many matters, then those people who are jealous of us, how can we be safeguarded from the harm from them coming to us? So we should show a very good example of mutual love and affection and consideration for one another. Then there is another instruction of Allah Almighty that we should abstain from such things which are useless and vain. Because there are so many useless things are there in this age which throw a person into the lap of Satan. Huzoor says, anyway, this is a long list. I also speak to the administration of the Jamaat and also the auxiliary organizations of the Jamaat, Ansarullah, Khudamul Ahmadi and Lajna, that they should formulate such programs in which the high moral character and the conduct should be created within the members of the Jamaat. We should raise the standards of the good moral character of the old Ahmadis and also the standard of the new converts and new brothers and sisters in Ahmadiyyat. In order to take care of the new converts, all the auxiliary organizations, they should try to assimilate all these new converts into their organization.
ya zama wajibi akan shugabanni su tabbatar da cewa suna sanar da abubuwan da ya kamata su sani, suna ilmantar da su game da duk abubuwan da ya kamata su sani. Lallai wannan babban aiki ne ga shugabannin jama'a.
آئندہ انشاءاللہ دو تقریروں میں میں کچھ بنیادی اخلاق پر مزید روشنی ڈالوں گا.
In next two speeches I will be throwing some more light on these moral values which I am talking about because the time is quite taken up. So listen to those things very carefully and try to act upon those things which I am going to talk later. ہمیشہ یاد رکھیں کہ یہ خلافت جوبلی جو آپ منا رہے ہیں. Always remember that this Khilafat centenary which you are celebrating, this is that blessing of Allah Almighty which Allah Almighty promised to those people who will be strong in their faith and doing good deeds. ہمیشہ یاد رکھنا چاہیے کہ ہم نے اپنی باتوں کے بھی اعلیٰ معیار قائم کرنے ہیں. Always remember, we should remember always that we have to set up a good standards of everything that we do. Our prayers should be of high standard. اللہ تعالیٰ نے خلافت کے وعدے کو ان لوگوں کے لیے مخصوص فرمایا ہے جو نیک اعمال کے ساتھ عبادت کرنے والے. This promise of Khilafat has been given to those people who perform the good deeds and also they establish the institution of prayer and offer their prayers regularly. So with great concern try to bring about reformation in yourself.
Nigeria ki jamaat jo khilafat ki barkat ka brah rast mushahida kar chuki hai.
The jamaat in Nigeria has already witnessed the blessings of the institution of Khilafat here.
آپ لوگوں کو تو بہت زیادہ اس انعام کی قدر کرنی چاہیے.
You should be extremely grateful for this blessing of Allah Almighty upon you.
آپ جانتے ہیں کہ جو لوگ یہاں مساجد سمیت خلافت سے علیحدہ ہو گئے تھے.
You know that those people who broke off from the Jamaat along with their mosques, you know what is their condition nowadays.
idan muka dubi tarihi zamu ga da cewa lallai akwai mutanen da suka shi khilafa a can baya idan muka duba yau ina suke
lekin jo log khilafat ke inaam se chunte rahe jinhone apne ehde
but those people who held fast to their promise with this institution of khilafat Allah Almighty blessed them with innumerable blessings of Allah.
آج ہر شہر میں جماعت کی ترقی کے نظارے آپ دیکھتے ہیں
Now you can see the manifestation of the progress of this community in each and every city of Nigeria.
آج آپ کی یہاں ہزاروں میں موجودگی اس بات کا ثبوت ہے کہ خلافت کے ساتھ ہی برکت ہے
Today your presence here in thousands, that is a proof of the fact that all the blessings they are because of Khilafat.
بس ہمیشہ اپنی ذمہ داریوں کو سمجھتے رہیں اللہ تعالیٰ آپ کو اس کی توفیق عطا فرمائے
سو آلویز ہیو اے فل کنسیڈریشن آف یور ریسپانسبلٹیز مے اللہ انیبل یو ٹو ڈو سو اینڈ یو کنٹینیو ٹو ہیو دی بلیسنگ آف دس انسٹیٹیوشن آف خلافت
cikinmu ya dinga aikinsa a inda ya kamata don haka ina addu'a da cewa albarkan wannan khalifan Allah ya sa mu dace da ita ga baki dai
alhamdulillah alhamdulillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله